Curator Carolyn Kozak walks past Dena'ina artifacts and an empty white tent into the echoey museum gallery. Surrounding her are bits of Anchorage's history, photos of the first railroad spike, a teal kitchen from the 1950s, the uniform of a pipeline worker. Kozak says the exhibit tells the story of how Anchorage's landscape and diversity came to be. When non-native settlers first arrived, they chopped down trees and built a work camp focused on the railroad. Kozak says the first railroad commissioner, Frederick Mears, soon realized that they needed to care for their environment before proceeding with development.
The water was close to becoming contaminated, so he sort of changed his first order of business from railroad construction to surveying a new town site and getting people to higher, safer ground.
That's why downtown is a perfect grid, and the rest of the city is not.
You know, the city limits were really only a small part of the town, and beyond that was unregulated. They didn't have municipal services, so there wasn't any running water. If you wanted a road out there, you had to build it yourself. So it sort of explains the midtown sprawl in a big way, and Spinard Road, I think, is a great example.
Kozak says the exhibit is about more than just the physical development of the city. It's about the community as well. She walks into the center gallery and faces a giant map highlighting more than 100 countries. They're the places where Anchorage residents are originally from. Colorful graphs show how Anchorage's diversity compares with other big cities.
I'm hoping that this gallery will help dispel some myths that our visitors have about Anchorage and Alaska more broadly, and also, you know, some permanent residents as well. I think people think of the state as being very homogenous at times, especially visitors from the outside. And in reality, Alaska is the fifth most diverse state in the United States.
Kozak says the exhibit also celebrates the city's more colorful past, with t-shirts from famous strip clubs and bars, a historic photo showing barrels of liquor being destroyed during Prohibition, and a cartoon of an animal chorus line in the 1970s, reminding people why they're here.
Wild, wild about Anchorage, nothing can change my mind.
The City Limits exhibit runs through October 11th. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.
It's a marvelous